couldn't be better. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
It is a mystery for now in Michigan. Why did a high school basketball player collapse on the court and then die? This is the day after Wes Leonard's death. He had hit the winning shot in his team's game that kept Fenville High undefeated, then collapsed. They tried CPR, but it didn't work. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
1110 KBND. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. And good morning to you. 1110 KBND Radio News. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. What's going on with your Skyview traffic and your forecast? I'll give you the details coming up. Your news today brought to you by American Painting. You can win a ride for you and your child in the 1110 KBND traffic copter. All you have to do is email us. Tell us why you deserve the ride. Well, actually have your child do that. Winners will be chosen on a monthly basis. Email address is talk@kbnd.com. Right now, Lori Robb is in for Donna James today, and she has the news. Morning, Lori.
Good morning. Congress heard from movie icon Mickey Rooney this week about his experience with elder abuse. His testimony is throwing a spotlight on the increasing incidence of neglect and abuse of our elderly. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has reaction.
Allie Davidson is a senior advocate and has seen many seniors afraid to report abuse.
They were more afraid of being alone and didn't know how they would manage without that person's help than they were of that person stealing their money or verbally abusing them.
It's estimated that 14% of seniors experience some form of abuse. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
U.S. Representative Greg Walden will be in Bend today with House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy. The two will be at the Carlson Sign Company in Bend around 11 a.m. today. They will discuss how the House of Representatives is working to remove barriers to job growth. The House just acted this week to avert a government shutdown by passing a resolution that cuts $4 billion in spending. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley is using increasing gas prices to promote the need to eliminate America's dependence on foreign oil. His bill, introduced last week, would eliminate dependence on overseas oil by the year 2030. He says he's getting a positive reaction from Oregonians.
It has been universally positive. I think folks realize that even when gas is at a more normal price, we're sending $1 billion a day out of our country to governments in from Nigeria, Venezuela, to Saudi Arabia, and in Iraq. That makes no sense. That makes those nations rich and impoverishes America. That means we don't have the dollars circulating here.
As you've probably noticed, oil has been trading at more than $100 a barrel for the last couple of days. The average cost for gasoline in the country is $3.34 a gallon. Another green light is given for the Juniper Ridge project. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the latest.
Without discussion last night, Bend City Councilors authorized a little more than $9,800 of extra work for current Juniper Ridge project manager David Dietz. When his contract is completed in May, Dietz will have been paid more than $100,000. Dietz will help develop a strategy to find a master developer for Juniper Ridge and will also help form an owners association. After May, the city is looking at handing off work on the Juniper Ridge project to a new position at the city. Pending budget approval, the Bend Business Advocate will be a liaison with the Chamber of Commerce and other city economic development efforts. Depending on experience, this new two-year position could pay up to $94,000 a year. A vocal opponent of Juniper Ridge told the council last night he believes Juniper Ridge is a waste of money, nothing but unfulfilled promises. But city officials and staffers say they are pleased with Dietz's work. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A three-person team from Portland-based Mercy Corps has arrived in Libya to start relief operations. The group's Lindsay Murphy says they'll meet with the community and government leaders.
What role Mercy Corps can play? What are the basic needs? If it's food, shelter, the first, most important thing is those urgent basic needs.
The group is in Benghazi, which has been under rebel control, but it also has been the target of attacks by Libya's military. Murphy says security is a main concern. Mercy Corps has also sent a team to Tunisia, where thousands of refugees from Libya are arriving now. Some Oregon lawmakers say political action committees have too much influence over campaigns. KBND's Felicia Heaton reports they're backing bills to set limits on campaign contributions.
A few proposals are being considered to limit campaign funding. One would cap donations by political action committees at $5,000. Derek Bradley is an aide to Gresham Representative Greg Matthews.
We have the highest per capita election costs of any state in the country, second only to New Jersey. And our state house races cost more than state house races in New York or Florida.
Clackamas County Representative Bill Kennemer says a lot of funds donated by PACs are, quote, laundered money.
It's donated and then it's parceled out to people.
The proposals have bipartisan support. Felicia Heaton, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And coming up on your next local newscast, thousands of dollars are pouring into a major fundraiser here in Central Oregon. We'll have details. And some disabled veterans in Central Oregon are faced with a challenge not found in many places. We'll explain. I'm Lori Robb reporting 1110 KBND Radio News.
Thank you, Lori, and a good morning to you. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, your traffic and weather brought to you by Allstate. Now with new lower rates, let the good hands give you a great price. Call a local Allstate agent, 888-ALLSTATE, or visit allstate.com today. Traffic situation in town, we do have some icy spots. Pretty much on the main roads, however, it's bare pavement from La Pine all the way north of Redmond. Packed snow on the mountain passes. ODOT just advises you carry your chains.
Scattered snow showers will be a possibility starting off this Thursday, and then looking ahead to the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a potential for some light rain. A high today up to 43 degrees. And then as temperatures drop tonight, scattered snow showers will be possible again with a low down to 27. We may start off tomorrow morning with light rain or light snow, then partly to mostly cloudy through the afternoon with a high up to 44 degrees. Another storm system will move in during the weekend with periods of rain, possibly mixed with snow. Highs on Saturday and Sunday will reach the low to mid 40s. From the Weather Channel, I'm Jeff Maher on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Right now, Madras, it's 26. Bend, we have 25. News Talk 1110 KBND. Money news and sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dennis Sell with All American Hearing. People often ask me, how do I know where to go and which hearing